welcome Joelle Archibald. She is our Public Health Division Director for Health and Human Services. Good morning, Joelle.
Thank you, Casey. It's a delight to be here and have an opportunity to talk about this work. I'm really passionate about what we're doing with community partners in Health and Human Services. So this is a great chance to let people know about that.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the program. You have so much command and depth of knowledge in the area of public health and Health and Human Services. And it is my understanding that you at one time were the director of Health and Human Services.
Yeah, I've been a director of Health and Human Services in two different counties before coming to work here in Lincoln County. But my background is as a nurse and my heart is very close to public health. So as part of that operation.
you are really part-time, is that correct?
Well, it doesn't turn out
I
to be.
I think your brain thinks full-time. Yes. That's the feeling I get, but we are really fortunate to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's a delight to work in this community and have so many people who are so committed and passionate about these issues.
Rewind just briefly and talk about Health and Human Services. We mentioned this before the program. Amy Chapman was in presenting on the USDA food code changes, mm-hmm. and she was giving a PowerPoint presentation to the Board of Commissioners last week, and I really thought, oh my gosh, if you don't have someone to go out and set standards for things like food care, in this case, people die.
That's really true.
And so it's pretty critical.
I like to use a quote from the Institutes of Medicine that was provided years ago, that public health is all about what we do to create the conditions for people to be healthy in a community. Mm-hmm. That USDA food code and the work of environmental health is part of that. Public health in past years across the country and here in Lincoln County has been largely a clinical model, meaning that we provided direct care to sick people. And that that need for direct care grew and grew to the point that the county made the decision that there needed to be a federally qualified health center, a safety net clinic established so that people could get access to care and that clinical burden could be shifted to primary care providers who really did that as part of their business. So that is a big part of our operations now. Our safety net clinic, the federally qualified health center, operates in two locations, one in Lincoln City and one in Newport. People can seek care there if they don't have medical coverage. There's a sliding fee scale available. And so that they can get really good medical care. So that's a good thing that the county has done in its past history, and I credit them because that's a challenging effort to undertake, is to start up one of those operations. But it's an essential piece of our clinical care. But even more than that, public health has now, over the past 20 years, looked more broadly, nationally, around creating the conditions in a community in which people can be healthy. And we know that access to clinical care, the visits you do with your doctor, being able to go to a hospital when you need to, really constitute a very minor part of people's overall health. Mm-hmm. When we ask people, how healthy are you, they start talking about clinical measures. But what we need to focus on is the other 85 to 95% of their life that they don't spend in a clinical environment. We call that the social determinants of health. And we know that things like education and income levels and transportation and tobacco use rates and chronic diseases, ability to get physical exercise in a place that's convenient and mm-hmm. safe and at a good time and maybe well lighted. So things like having safe sidewalks and street lights, all of those things play into people's health status far more than we ever appreciated. So the time we spend in a doctor's office is really something we need to minimize. The time we spend in a hospital is something we need to decrease. And we need to look at the other chunks of our lives to make the community a place where we can be healthy on a daily basis.
Joelle, I took the survey that you are currently conducting. And one of the things I noticed when I looked at all of these components that contribute to community's health, I wanted to check them all. Mm-hmm. And certainly they're all important. Can you tell us about when we're taking this survey, maybe why you're looking for these top selections and how you expect to see that information, maybe?
That's a great question, and we've had similar feedback from others who've taken the survey. So let me just back up a little bit. So what we're trying to do is to do a broad community health assessment, look at the data we have about the health of Lincoln County, bring many committed partners together that contribute to that data and are invested in the community's mm-hmm. health, and examine that data, and then go out to the public in a very engaging way and say, tell us what's most important to you. All these things we think are important, but you're the people who live, work, play here in Lincoln County. Mm-hmm. What's most important to you? Help guide our efforts going into the future. What should we focus on? Is physical activity the most important thing? Is, you know, increasing the level of education of county residents, is that most important to you? What we really want community residents to share with us what their priorities are, because that will shape the plans that we make going forward. So we have opportunities to do that. We're doing two open house kind of events mm-hmm. today, one at the Lincoln Community Health Center on Devil's Lake Boulevard, and that event goes from 10 to noon. These are real casual drop-in events where people can come and give us their opinion. They can fill out the survey on paper. They can have conversations with us and tell us what's important to them. And then tonight, Tuesday, June 19th, from 5 to 7 at the Newport Rec Center, we tried to pick locations where people were going to be coming in and out of anyway that we could stop and say, you know, you're here for a health-related reason. Tell us what's important to you about the health of Lincoln County. And we will have other opportunities besides these two. These are really the first kind of launch of many opportunities where people will have a chance to speak up. And then, like you said, the county has been gracious to post a survey on their webpage. That survey goes through this week. It ends on the 23rd of June. Mm-hmm. And people can get on and vote for what's most important to them. And all those things are important.
And the survey will also be administered on paper at
yes.
the open house events.
Yes.
And you'll have to forgive me, Joelle, because on the county homepage I have public meetings, and you emphasize to me that these are really more like open house events.
Yeah, and people aren't going to be asked to sit down and hear a spoken presentation. Mm-hmm. They're going to come in, they're going to see an engaging visual display, they're going to have a chance to talk to some of our steering committee members and express their priorities and their choices and their experience with health in Lincoln County. What are the barriers? What do they want to have happen? We have a logo that we've created, mm-hmm. And the title at the top of it says On the Road to Better Health for Lincoln County, but it's really a roadmap that has some local landmarks and some of the steps along the way where we need community engagement. We need you to tell us, what do you want Lincoln County to look like? How could you be healthier in Lincoln County?
Lincoln County Connections, thank you to Bob King, who's behind the control panel here of the Enterprise K-Cup. We're talking to Joelle Archibald. We're talking about public health and Health and Human Services, currently right in the middle of an assessment. Why are we doing an assessment? Why is it critical to have information, metrics? We're not just winging it here. We're building up a database.
That's right. You know, we have lots of data about the health of Lincoln County residents, but really what we have not done well as a community and as an agency is get public input. So we can widget count, we have numbers, but we really need to know what people think about health to call it a valid assessment. There are several drivers for doing a large-scale community assessment right now. One of them is the exciting work that's happening with coordinated care organizations in this state. To be a part of a coordinated care organization, CCOs had to work to do a community health assessment with each community that they were including in their coordinated care organization application. So we have applied, or as part of the partnership with Samaritan Health System, as a three-county coordinated care organization, Lynn, Benton, and Lincoln County, and are going forward with that. So the assessment is required for that process. Another driver for a broad community health assessment comes from federal requirements for hospitals to retain nonprofit status. To have a nonprofit status, they have to they have a category of service called community benefit. They're required to give services back to the community in which they operate. And to retain their IRS exemption under community benefit, there are rules in the federal language about them helping and supporting a community health assessment in the communities in which they work. So those are two drivers. I talked about our federally qualified health centers. We're up for a reapplication for funding process in September, and as part of that application to the feds to continue our existing funding, we have to provide them with a comprehensive health assessment. So there's another reason we need a really broad health assessment for the county. And then the fourth kind of driver for doing a health assessment has to do with public health accreditation nationally. There is a movement now for local public health agencies to meet a set of standards and be declared an accredited agency. Hospitals have had similar requirements requirements for years with Joint Commission on Hospital Accreditation, but there never really has been a way to hold public health across the country to a similar set of standards. And one of those standards is that we've done a broad community health assessment involving many partners, large members of the public, documenting the attempts we've made to reach out and get public input into the process.
In your history in the field, are you happy about the direction that this is going?
I am. It's exciting. I think the CCO work shows promises of a great shift in the paradigm, recognition of social determinants of health, focus on prevention, all of those things that public health has preached for a long time. Mm-hmm. But now we're moving the model in that direction, so that's exciting. I think public health accreditation is a huge stretch, particularly for small rural counties like Lincoln County. Mm-hmm. So we have some grant resources, and we're trying to make the most of those grant resources to meet the requirements of accreditation so that we can be ready to apply before too much longer.
Yeah, these changes sometimes come about very quickly, and it seems that you've put a team together to really address the quick changes. So
we've been fortunate to have some grant funding to do that. We've hired the services of some consultants to help us guide in this work. You know, the thing about consultants and the group that we're using particularly said to our larger community partners this past week in a meeting, you know, we're the love them and leave them group. They come in and they help frame the work and set it up so that we can be successful and sustain it after they back out of the picture and the resources to continue to pay them no longer exist. So we feel really good about the work that we've done with them and will continue to do through the month of July. And then they'll be out of the picture and it will be up to community partners. And we've had great engagement. I can't say enough about Marty Cahill and David Bigelow from our two hospitals, the CEO level attention that's been paid to this project, as well as a number of very committed community partners helping us with this work. This is one of the paradigm shifts that needs to happen in public health is acknowledging that we don't know it all and that mm-hmm. we can't impact all of the things that relate to health by ourselves. We really need lots and lots of partners and members of the public engaged in this work to make a change in our community.
Yeah, public health or health and human services is really not in a bubble. This is sort of this shift. How do the community partners, though, fit into the interrelationships? Why is that critical?
It's a piece of acknowledging that we may have some information, but that all together, community partners that are invested in the quality of life in Lincoln County have more information, and as a whole, that information can be leveraged. It doesn't take very long to convene a group of community leaders and talk to them to realize they have points of influence that we will never be able to achieve on our own as an agency. So we really need them. We need the partnership of the Hispanic community in Centro de Ayuda. Mm-hmm. We need the partnership of the school district in education and the community college. We've had Linda Molino from the community college participating on this group. She's such an asset. And so she's the dean of nursing at the community college. Mm-hmm. And they have a perspective in terms of a workforce for healthcare that is really valuable and contributes to this work. So all of us together can do better work than any one agency by itself can do. Barb Doherty has been a real asset. She's the director of the local Commission on Children and Families, and we know that system is going away, but she's worked in this community for years. We have Karen Wright as a parish nurse who represents the faith community and has been a great partner in helping us figure out how to get that community's input into our discussion.
So the shift, can you talk about the from to the tos, maybe a little more detail on that?
Sure. The kinds of things we're looking at. We've operated in a time of planning internally. We need to do more public planning and strategic planning involving partners. We've operated kind of like you say in a bubble as a focus on the agency. We need to focus on the whole community where health is impacted, not just within our walls, but outside of our walls. We don't want to do another needs assessment that ends up nowhere. We want to focus on the assets and resources we have and focus on how to build more of those or leverage those in increasing the health of the community. As I said before, we have focused on having a medically oriented definition of health. Really, it's a broad definition of health that we need to be moving towards. We need to be looking how public health can impact the things that help people to be healthier outside of a clinical model. And then again, I've talked about we don't know it all. We have a piece of information, but we really need the contribution of community partners who have a more complete picture and can help us plan for the future.
Any thoughts about our InterHealth Agency network and how this fits into the CCO? It's a progressive move forward, really.
It is.
From the top down.
It is. I think the work that we're doing with this local community group to establish a broad community health assessment will serve the CCO, but it also strengthens those relationships and builds those relationships and helps to educate all who are involved in the reason we need to shift from a clinical model to a more preventative model. It's unheard of, or has been unheard of, for a primary care provider to consider a person's income when they're seeing them in a clinic setting, but their income, perhaps their coverage for available medication, their transportation to get to a pharmacy, all those things play into how compliant they can be with their medical condition and the prescriptions or the direction that they're given to take better care of themselves. So it really is a broader conversation, even in the primary care setting, about the things that impact health.
Well, with 2 minutes left, Joelle, I know you're going to be dashing out of here and heading up to the first open house
that
the public can participate in. Where will you be up there?
We're going to be at the Lincoln Community Health Center. That's the same building where the DMV is located, and the physical address is 4422 Northeast Devil's Lake Boulevard, Suite 2. Again, look for our banner on the road to better health for Lincoln County. Into the lobby, even if you're not a patient there or don't have an appointment there today. We welcome you to have that conversation. And then again, later today from 5 to 7 at the Newport Rec Center at 225 Southeast Avery Street in Newport.
We want to thank our media partners as well for getting some of this information out about these open house events and the survey that's available online. And really, Joelle, it's a quick survey. Don't be intimidated by this. I mean, it goes pretty quickly.
Yes, it does. And thank you for test driving it for us. So.
Yes. Well, if you're listening to the program today, can't make the open house events, please take a moment, take the survey. If you're concerned about the quality of life in Lincoln County in a general way, and especially as it relates to the community's health, this will help us greatly, and that's available right on the county's homepage. So, Joelle, I know you've got a lot to do today. Thanks for everything.
Great. Thank you for having me, Casey.
So we were talking to Joelle Archibald this morning. She's our Public Division Director of Health. And so remember, we've got two community events, one up in Lincoln City that begins at 10, information on the county homepage, later at the Newport Recreation Center as well, another open house event. Come, fill out a survey, go online, fill out the survey, sort of absorb and give us some feedback about what you think about the community's health. Thanks for listening to the program. Next week, OSU Extension, Jim Reed on the program. We'll see you same time, same place next week.